October 2010. After all the leaves are down, after the first frosts have come, after the fallacious reprieve of Indian summer, but before the snow begins to fly in earnest, there arrives a segment of the year that has no name, but that might be called inside-out time. Inside-out time, it may last for a few days or it may take up the latter half of this month and beyond, is a perverse little subseason in which the normal order of daily living is reversed. I start the day in a cold house. The floors are cold, the walls are cold. I pile on sweaters. I make a fire in the wood stove. But on going outdoors, I find a summer day, or close to it. The air is mild, the sun is warm. Off come the sweaters, out goes the stove. At midday, however, the house still feels as cold as it did at 7 o'clock, and it continues to feel cold through the afternoon, even as the outdoor temperature remains almost like summer. Cold within, warm without. This is not how things were supposed to work. This is not why we live in houses. The ambiguous temperatures of inside-out time are more than frustrating. They also require nice economic calculations, especially in periods such as last year, when heating oil cost the same as grade A maple syrup and firewood like Chainsaw Chippendale. Should you warm the house or simply leave it to live outdoors with the squirrels and the deer until winter comes?